It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 26. We're going to begin reading with the first verse, Matthew chapter 26, verse 1. And while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to call us here at the church, 217-847-2717. If you'd like to check out our website, I'd love for you to do that because it's got many studies there for you to help to come to know the Lord Jesus and grow in the Lord Jesus. And it's www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. That's parkviewbiblechurch.org. And you could email us if you'd like to at parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. Either one would be just fine. Now, if that was enough time for you to open your Bibles to the chapter of Matthew 26, Matthew chapter 26, beginning to read now with verse 1. And it came to pass, when Jesus had finished all these sayings, he said unto his disciples, Ye know that after 2 days is the feast of the Passover, and the Son of Man is betrayed to be crucified. Then assembled together the chief priests and the scribes and the elders of the people unto the palace of the high priest, who is Caiaphas, and consulted that they might take Jesus by subtlety and kill him. But they said, Not on the feast day, lest there be an uproar among the people. Now when Jesus was in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, there came unto him a woman having an alabaster box of very precious ointments, and poured it on his head as he sat at meat. But when his disciples saw it, they had indignation, saying, To what purpose is this waste? For this ointment might have been sold for much and given to the poor. And when Jesus understood it, he said to them, Why trouble ye the woman? For she hath wrought a good work unto me. For ye have the poor always with you, but me ye have not always. For in that she hath poured this ointment on my body, she did it for my burial. Verily I say unto you, whosoever this gospel shall be preached in the whole world, again I'll repeat that, verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached in this whole world, there shall also this, that this woman hath done, be told for a memorial of her. And then that next verse is a terrible verse. Then one of the 12, called Judas Iscariot, went into the chief priests and said to them, What will you give me? And I will deliver him unto you. What a statement. Let's begin with prayer. Father, thank you that we have the opportunity and the joy of opening your word, studying your word, reading your word, and growing in your word. Just continue, Father, please, to show us your way. Show us each and every day what you'd have us to do. Thank you, Father, for your direction. Thank you for your Spirit as he is indwelling each believer's heart. Giving us that direction and that wisdom. And Father, please, that you would just guide us each day. As we look to your word, we look to your direction, and we know, first of all, Father, that we must come to you for salvation. We must be born again. And so please, dear Lord, just guide and lead us now. Show us your way and will. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We come to a time period here, and that time period is called the Passover. And so it came to pass, when Jesus had finished these sayings, he said to his disciples, Ye know that after 2 days is the feast of the Passover. Feast of the Passover. We're going to go back into Exodus because it's too important not to study this. We kind of touched on it last time, a couple times, a couple weeks ago, but we're going to redo our memories here so that we can really understand what this Passover really is concerned with. So we have Exodus chapter 12 is where we're going to go to. And so please that you would follow along with in your Bibles. I hope that you can. Exodus chapter 12. Exodus chapter 12. And we're going to begin here back in the 12th verse. Exodus 12, 12. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token unto the houses where ye are. When I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be unto you. Unto you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. This is quite a event that's coming to pass. And if we would back up just a little bit to give you some background of what's to take place here. We have went through each one of the plagues. And each one of the plagues represented one of the gods of Egypt. And each time, as Moses would come and he would deliver the plague that God had given him, it would destroy one of the gods of the land of Egypt. And so we find then all the way up, and as we just read this, and it explains it so clearly. And it says, I will pass through the land of Egypt this night and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. Against all the gods of Egypt. And, of course, we know that there is the God of this world, which is the devil. He has taken this world over. But God is in control, and he will be the victor, is the victor. And we need to know and to understand that. But to back up here just a little bit with a little bit of history, and it says, and the Lord spake unto Moses, and where I'm at is in Exodus chapter 12, verse 1. The Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the tenth day of this month, they shall take of them every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for a house. And if the household be too little for a lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according to the number of the souls. Every man according to his eating shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. Ye shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats, and ye shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month. And the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. And the purpose of taking it away, separating it, is to see that to our best ability, it was a perfect lamb. And by being able to isolate it, to bring it out from the flock, you'll be able to see for sure that it has no blemishes, that it is not sick in any way, and that it is the perfect as can be, a sacrifice. And you're to the whole congregation, the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening of the 14th day. They shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door post of the houses wherein they shall eat it. And they shall eat the flesh in that night, roasted with fire, unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. Eat not it raw, nor sodden at all with water, but roast with fire, his head with his legs, and with his prudence thereof. And ye shall let nothing of it remain until the morning, and that which remaineth it shall remaineth of it until morning, it shall be burned with fire. And thus shall ye eat it, with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and ye shall eat it in haste, for it is the Lord's Passover. And then we come to verse 12, where we read it just a little earlier. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night. I will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both men and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token unto the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. Verse 14. And this day shall be unto you for a memorial. Ye shall keep it a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. Ye shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever. 7 days shall ye eat unleavened bread. Even the first day ye shall put away leaven out of your houses. For whosoever eateth leavened bread from the first day until the seventh day, that the soul shall be cut off from Israel. And in the first day there shall be an holy convocation. And in the seventh day there shall be a holy convocation unto you. No manner of work shall be done in them, save that which every man must eat, that only may be done of you. And ye shall observe the feast of unleavened bread, for in this selfsame day have I brought your armies out of the land of Egypt. Therefore shall ye observe this day in your generations by the ordinance forever. In the first month, on the 14th day of the month, at even, you shall eat unleavened bread until the 21st day of the month at even. 7 days shall there be no leaven found in your houses, for whosoever eateth that which is leavened, even the soul shall be cut off from the congregation of Israel, whether ye be a stranger or born in the land. Ye shall eat nothing leavened. In all your habitations shall ye eat unleavened bread. Then Moses called for all the elders of Israel, and said unto them, Draw out, take you a lamb according to your families, and kill the Passover. And ye shall take a bunch of hyssop, dip it in the blood that is in the basin, and strike the lintel, the two side posts, with the blood that is in the basin, and none of you shall go out the door of his house until morning. For the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians, And when he seeth the blood upon the lintels and on the side posts, the Lord will pass over the door and will not suffer the destroyer to come in unto your houses to smite you. And ye shall observe these things for an ordinance to thee and to thy sons forever. And ye shall come to pass, when ye come to the land which the Lord give you, according as he hath promised, that ye shall keep this service. And ye shall come to pass, when your children shall say unto you, what mean ye by this service? That ye shall say, it is the sacrifice of the Lord's Passover, who passeth over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt, when he smote the Egyptians and delivered our houses. And the people bowed the heads and worshipped. And the children of Israel went away and did as the Lord had commanded Moses and Aaron. So they did. What a chapter and reading of verses. That's a lot of reading that we have accomplished this morning. But we have to understand that when the Lord Jesus, he fulfilled the law in every way. And so now we come back to Matthew chapter 26, and we find in verse 2, and we know that after 2 days, the feast of the Passover. And so there was of necessity that the Lord Jesus attend this feast, because it was required of all men to do this. And so here he comes, and he is in Jerusalem, and he is coming to celebrate the Passover. What an event that was, the day that they were delivered out of Egypt. And in the time of the first Passover, they were to have themselves totally prepared to travel, because immediately after eating and after roasting the lamb and after doing it everything correctly, and if you'll notice, there was not one bone broken. And see, we find that Jesus is called our sacrificial lamb. And so we find the beautiful picture of the Passover lamb being the Lord Jesus Christ as he took place. And we're looking at 1,500 years later that this message, this was fulfilled. And so just a little bit here beyond what we've read. And so we find that the death angel passed over. And if the death angel saw the blood on the doorpost and the lintel, he would pass over. Now, if someone was standing outside their home, they would not have avoided this death angel. The death angel would have taken its toll if they did not listen specifically and completely to the instructions that was given. You kill the lamb in a certain way, you roast the lamb, you take the blood, you apply the blood, and then you get inside that house to be under the blood, have that protection. And again, what a picture. And there is not a dozen ways. You run into folks all the time that say, well, you know, we're going to the same place, we're just going a different way. No, there's only one way. And that is the way through the blood of Jesus Christ as he shed his blood on Calvary for you. That's the picture we have of the Passover. And so please do not listen to someone if they're telling you there is another way besides the precious blood of Jesus. You must get under the blood, and the only way you can do that is to trust in his death, burial, and resurrection, and him alone, not in some kind of works, not in attachment to a church membership, not in baptism, not in anything. Strictly faith in Jesus Christ and him alone. So we find here that the period of 7 days started on the 14th day of Abib, that is in the month of April, and through the 21st day, 7 days, and the Passover and unleavened bread was celebrated at the same time, both two different feasts, but celebrated exactly the same time. The leaven stands for sin, and so we must get rid of the leaven. We must, and so for that 7 days, the house was rid of leaven, and all your bread was made without leaven. And again, we find that in Exodus 12:15, and 7 days shall ye eat unleavened bread. And so we find that also then before, on the 10th day, the head of the family would separate from the flock a lamb, 1 year old, male, without blemish. We find that in Exodus 12, verses 3 through 6. Then on the 14th day, about 3 in the afternoon, the lamb was slain before the altar, and the priest poured its blood on the foot of the altar. Now, what we have read is the first Passover. And then from that time on, whenever they celebrated the Passover, then this was it was to be done in this manner. Again, it was brought before the altar, it was put to death, and then the priest would pour the blood at the foot of the brazen altar, which is the altar that's out in the courtyard. The lamb was roasted. It was roasted whole, not a bone broken, as we've mentioned, and it is a tremendous picture of the Lamb of God. Betrayed to be crucified, as we look now at the end of this verse. I'm back in Matthew now. I'll bring you back to Matthew, chapter 26. I'm going to read again verse 1. It came to pass when Jesus had finished all these sayings, he said to his disciples, ye know that after 2 days is the feast of the Passover, and the Son of Man is betrayed to be crucified. It was spoken in words as if it had already taken place. Had already taken place. And then comes our great religious leaders. They then assembled together the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders of the people unto the palace of the high priest. What a group! His high priest was Caiaphas. Verse 4, consulted that they might take Jesus kind of quietly and kill him. But they said, not on the feast day. It wasn't because they had some conviction about it. It's because all the people were gathered, and they were afraid of the people. Isn't it something how these religious leaders were not afraid of God? They were afraid of the mob. They were afraid of the people. So not on the feast day. That's what they decided. Not on the feast day. Just because of the people. Not again because of some conviction they had about killing someone. Look at the condition that the chief priests, scribes, elders, religious leaders, and the chief priest, the high priest, look at the condition of their heart. Nothing but evil. They have rejected the Messiah. And the only reason that they decided not to kill him on this day was because of the people. Verse 6. Now, when Jesus was in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper. What a title that he maintained. Jesus healed him, and he kept that name, Simon the leper. There came unto him a woman having an alabaster box of fine, a very precious fine ointments, and poured it on his head as he sat at meat. Seems a strange thing to do. And again, the disciples were correct. because this was a very, very expensive ointment, perfumes. But the sad thing is, the disciples didn't understand it. The woman, she understood. And we find it to be Mary of Bethany. What a precious gift that she has done. What an honor she has shown the Savior of the world, the Lord Jesus. But when his disciples saw it, they had indignation. They were upset, saying, "To what purpose is this waste?" Isn't it something how that they walked with the Lord Jesus? They believed him to be God. There was some questions, doubt, whatever you want to call it, when he would speak of his crucifixion, of his death. Peter had a great question about that. And this is not going to happen. And that's when Jesus told Satan to get behind, because he was, yes, this is going to happen. This is a requirement. This is why I came, to seek and to save those that are lost, and do it through my death. Because you see, the requirement of sin, to cancel it out, the wages of sin is death. That's the cost. And Jesus come and he took our sin and paid that debt. What a wonderful day. What a wonderful opportunity that we find as our Savior come to seek and to save us. However, we find that the disciples did not understand. They had indignation, saying, "To what purpose is this waste?" What a statement. "For this ointment might have been sold for much and given to the poor." They have dishonored their Savior. This woman has just shown such a great respect. But they, the disciples, the very disciples, did not understand that. "For this ointment might have been sold for much and given to the poor." You wonder who said that. You ever think maybe it was Judas? I would say that's a strong thought, that Judas is the one that spoke up first, and he doesn't care any for the poor. But it seemed like a good statement to make, and it could have been another disciple, but chances are it was Judas. And when Jesus understood it, in other words, it was said amongst themselves, it wasn't said that Jesus would hear it, not realizing that Jesus understood everything. It says, "Why trouble ye the woman? For she hath wrought a good work unto me. For ye have the poor always with you, but me ye have not always. For in that she hath poured this ointment on my body, she did it for my burial." Once again, we're back to having no understanding of what's to come. No understanding of what's to come. Jesus praised her. He said, "Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached in the whole world, there shall also be this." that this woman hath done to be told for a memorial for her. Oh, my dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?